If TV today, we've got a special one for you because today is one where we're just gonna have fun. So today's stuff is gonna be, is this clip a skit or all these guys idiots, or is this a suitable 911 call? And to commentate and to react with me is my brother from the same mother, Timber. What up, Tim?
Not much.
You ready to do some reactions?
I guess, yeah.
Oh my God, bro. Okay, so we're gonna get the shorter ones out of the way, and then we can laugh through the other ones. All right, so here's the first one. Get this going for you guys. All right, and this is real stuff. Now, this stuff isn't, I didn't make it up or, but this is true, so.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
What the heck?
So the guy thinks that because we put roundabouts, that we broke the atmospheric pressure or whatever and caused tornadoes. One more time, one more time, one more time.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
What the heck?
So now let me ask you a question. Do you think that's a skit? Do you think that's real? I think he sounds legit. I think he's like serious dead set on that.
I think it's a skit.
You do?
Yes.
Now, this next one I think is a skit. Because I've heard it long time ago before, but I thought this would be perfect for this one. So here we go. I'm gonna remove this one and let's go ahead and remove that and then add this. All right.
Mission is all that's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you?
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So I'm calling you guys.
What's
Okay.
the issue?
Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer. The population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my
Shit.
frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. This is such a high traffic area. I mean,
Me
I
kidding?
understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across occasionally to survive and of course to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, you think they would some deer crossings maybe in smaller towns, maybe during a like at a school crossing. That's would it would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait.
For the deer crossings.
No, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that
Oh,
deer crossing. I mean, in why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know? I mean, gosh, there are so many other places I can think of than with the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you'd saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, I'm, you know, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if you, you know, if the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. Yeah, if we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas. You know, somewhere where the speed limit's, you know, a lot slower. Yeah. You know, maybe small towns. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will, yeah, I mean, you say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right, yeah. I wrote, like, at least three or four letters and...
We will spread the word, okay? We will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue, okay?
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
What the
heck? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that was a skit, or do you think that was real?
I think that was an idiot, yes.
Yeah, I think that was an idiot. I think the old man, under the impression that really happened. But see, there was a crack in her voice, so it sounded like she was laughing, but I couldn't tell if that was her laughing or the radio people that she called in about.
I think that was the radio people laughing because she was definitely an idiot.
Okay. So that was the part. Was it a skit or is it an idiot? Now these next one are real 911 calls, and it's probably like 8 minutes long, but they're pretty good. They're pretty good. All right, let's get this removed and then add this. And welcome, Josh. I see you in the chat. Thank you so much for being here. And tell me what you guys think in the chat too. Was it a skit? Are they idiots? But this one's just pure listening.
The lady in this next story did what she felt she had to do. She was mad because her Chinese food didn't taste as good as she hoped. So she called 911 to complain. Fortunately for us, we got the call and it was recorded.
What's the problem? I had bought some Chinese food and it's not supplied to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they act like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
And this is why you call 911.
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
Call the regular police line instead of the life-threatening emergency line.
This woman, 43-year-old Bernadette Music from Norwood, is charged with disorderly conduct. Police say 2 weekends ago, she called 911 at least 4 times looking for a date. When police showed up to talk to her about a document show, she refused to answer the door, then urinated in the hallway outside her apartment. She was arrested at the time.
What's going on?
How much, you know, probably you get into the plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much, depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a few blanks.
It didn't take long for police to track the call to Michelson's home. There they found a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
It's a first. Yeah, I can't say I've ever had this happen before.
Michelson admitted he bought seeds and equipment for growing. Police then charged him with marijuana possession and other crimes. Michelson was later released on $5,000 bail. He had no comment on his arrest, but he did have a not-so-subtle message as he left the police station.
He spun around and stuck both middle fingers up at the dispatchers.
Only on 12 tonight, an example of why you need a prescription for Viagra. A man in Washington County found out why.
What do you need it for? I took two Viagra pills, and I rested it up like 4 days, and there hasn't been any signs of pain.
What happens if you dial 911 because a restaurant got your order wrong? Well, that landed one man in jail. Lorenzo Riggins was hungry when he walked into the East Albany McDonald's last night.
I went in to order 7 McDoubles and 1 chicken and 1 fry.
Doubles.
But after he walked outside, he says he noticed that wasn't what he got.
I left at the store without checking it. But when I got to my truck and I got ready to leave, I looked in the bag and come to find out I didn't have but 6 McDoubles.
Riggins says he took it back inside and talked to an employee hoping to get his other hamburger.
6 McDoubles.
I'm going to have to go to McDonald's and get some McDoubles. Most people who smoke know just what it's like to want a cigarette and not have one. Most of them would never think of calling 911 like this Granberry grandmother did. But we caught up with her just a few hours ago and asked her what she was thinking.
Well, we were just kicking it in the backyard, just, you know, a few beers too many. And then next thing you know, we're out of cigarettes. Well, I didn't want to drive to town, so.
So Linda White grabbed her cell phone.
Head County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
That's right. She called 911.
Hello. I need some cigarettes.
Shawna County man is arrested after deputies say he called 911 because he could not bring his kitten into a strip club. 47-year-old Everett Laggins is in jail on $4,000 bond. Deputies say he tried to bring that kitten into the Emerald City Gentlemen's Club. When the owner told him he had to leave, he reportedly sat down outside the business and called 911.
Here's the scenario, folks. You get home from work, right? You go to freshen up. There's a stranger taking a shower in your bathroom. I'm not kidding. Look at this.
Okay, the guy is 25. No idea. He was in the bathroom. Okay, hold on a second. And the door shut. And he says he's in there. And I said, who the hell are you?
Yeah, he's just rinsing off. He'll be right out in a minute. But this gets better, okay? The intruder who was in the shower, I can't believe she was laughing about it. I think I would be completely freaked out if someone was in my shower. But he apparently feared for his own safety because the homeowner showed up. So he picked up the phone and called 911 from inside the house at the same time and listened to what he said.
911. I just broke into the house and the owner came home.
He said Taco Bell.
Police report, he'd been drinking alcohol.
What are the employees saying?
You can't walk up, you gotta drive up. You gotta eat DUI to get a taco. I get to my feet and I walk to turn him off there. You gotta help me out or I have to get arrested to be home. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're not gonna take you home.
I want you to call the manager.
He did tell the dispatcher, though, the reason he called Largo Police.
When I get refused service for no reason, he's me off, so I call you. That make sense?
Police say calling 911 for tacos does not make any sense.
Alana Sims from Sterling Heights made a costly mistake. She had too much to drink while at Joe Cool's on Big Beaver and Troy, and rather than drive drunk, called 911 looking for a ride. That's when she hung up. Probably realizing a 911 call was a bad idea.
A 53-year-old Kerrville woman is arrested after calling 911 when her husband wouldn't eat his dinner.
She was because her husband was not wanting to eat his supper.
the time before, police say Benson called 911 because she couldn't find her clothes. Another time because her dogs had gotten loose.
911 dispatchers in Clarksville are receiving some very weird calls, including one from a woman who was upset because her boyfriend wouldn't marry her.
911. Montgomery County dispatchers received a strange call Monday morning from someone at this apartment complex.
Okay, ma'am, what were you calling for?
Actually, they received several. According to a police report, he, Orama, dialed 911 repeatedly because a man lied about marrying her.
According to a police affidavit, when the 68-year-old's granddaughter refused to go buy her a beer, Pate called 911 to report her beer emergency. The police report says Pate told officers after she slapped her granddaughter, she called them for police assistance in getting a beer.
Bertha Ring Chamber sits outside her Lauderdale apartment.
Rednecks, I tell you.
Calling 911 because she didn't want to babysit her grandkids.
They said you were upset?
Yes, I was.
About babysitting?
Yeah.
Why would you call 911 about babysitting?
But I get tired of babysitting. You tired of babysitting.
Jacksonville 911 Williams. Okay, so what's going on there?
I have a king sandwiches, and that's the only thing in my sandwich. And one man has the same thing about every sandwich. And yet,
this is what Reginald Peterson considers an emergency worthy of a 911 call. He didn't get mustard and mayonnaise on his two Subway footlongs Thursday night.
I'm not going to say it's $10
Everybody thinks it's funny, but I mean, when you get down to it, it's serious.
Subway's manager tells me employees were so scared over Peterson's behavior, they locked the door on him when he went outside to call 911.
Lorna Dudash is the person.
I'm going to pause it right there. Don't you get charged if you get called 911? Isn't there a 911 tax that they do impose on you if you call 911 and it's not an emergency?
I honestly think you get in trouble for it.
It'd be like falsifying
a police report or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah,
but
it is.
My God, there's some idiots. God. Good Lord. All right. We're almost done with this, but yeah, dude. Holy cow.
Person who called 911. And she could go to jail for it.
911, fire medical police. No, ma'am, I don't. I have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Third. Can I get their names, please? Do you need them to come back there? Oh, I'd like that, yeah. Why do you need them to come back there? Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something. Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought he was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that. That's calling 911. You know, this is not for in a way, shape, or form an emergency.
Covering Florida, Naples man facing charges after calling 911 10 times asking for a ride to Mexico.
911 dispatch centers take all kinds of emergency calls. The one they took last Friday from a Youngstown, Ohio man might be one of the more bizarre ones. He called because he said he was, quote, too high. Have a listen to this.
What's the problem?
I'm too high.
You're too high?
Yeah.
What do you take?
I can't feel anything.
You're what?
I can't feel anything.
Okay, what did you take?
Weed.
Yes.
Officers found the 22-year-old curled in a fetal position, surrounded by Doritos, Goldfish, crackers, and Chips Ahoy. Not cookies. Sounds like a joke, but it's not. It was
curled in a fetal position, eating Cheetos and Oreos and
Doritos
because I'm too high. That's funny.
Claiming he couldn't feel his hands, he refused medical treatment and was charged with drug possession.
Damn.
Well, a fast food customer this morning now is defending her decision to call 911 after her McDonald's ran out of McNuggets. Police arrested this woman, Latresa Goodman, and charged her with misusing 911 after she called three times to report McDonald's was out of Chicken McNuggets and wouldn't give her a refund. Officers say Goodman told a 911 operator the situation was an emergency and that the restaurant's employees wanted to give her another menu item instead of a refund. Now Goodman's speaking out. She says there is more to the story.
And if I would have handled matters in my own hand, then I would have been in trouble, which I wanted to handle matters in my own hand. I wanted to jump across that counter, but I understand it's not her fault. She's just doing her job. And so that's why I was yelling that she wouldn't give him my money back.
Have a good day.
Did you say cheeseburger?
Yeah, cheeseburger. Have a good day. No, but that's it. That's 911 calls. So I would like to do that more often. I'm going to find funny things, funny little clips, and I'm going to have a reaction to them. So that's it of the podcast. This is called Skits, Idiots, or 911. Yeah, that's it. Do you have anything else to add to them? What'd you think?
No, that was pretty funny.
Those are pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I like those still, just a recap. I do think the old man thinking that we go around and roundabouts creates tornadoes. I don't think that's a skit. I think that's an old guy not really understanding.
Skit, yeah.
I'm about 70-30 on the lady.
She was definitely an idiot.
I heard that one before, and that's why I found it, because I had to listen to it like three or four times to try to see if I could hear like a break, like if it's a skit. But then whenever she start, like, she's nonchalantly is not knowing
that
the
radio... repeating herself. I'm telling you that chick was an idiot.
Yeah. And then whenever
I think she
definitely
believed that those signs was bringing the deer. Yeah, definitely.
She thought they were deer crossing signs.
Yeah.
It's like, and I've been on three accidents.
Yeah.
But then whenever the lady was like, so you've been trying to get the word out. Oh, we're definitely going to get the word out. She seemed like very excited. She was like, oh my God, really? She goes, yes. I mean, maybe we could do it in we do like the school cross. Like Jesus. No, but that's it, man. Thank you so much for joining.
No problem.
Skits, Idiots, or 911. But
I'm in bedtime.
Thank you. Yeah. It's the 90-90 time.
Yeah, Dev.
All right, man. I'll catch you later. Thank you guys so much for being here, and I will talk to you later. Peace.